Good morning. This is not the official welcome. This is the pre-welcome welcome. So consider yourselves pre-warmed and pre-welcomed. What I want everybody to do, anyway, those who would like to, we're going to do the traditional procession of the palms. So hopefully everybody has a palm branch, one of these. And if you don't, and if you'd like to join us, let me ask you to go toot sweet, that means right now, to the narthex. We will set you up with a palm, and you can join us for the processional to come in. So if you want to walk down with waving palms and envision yourself in first century Jerusalem, then come on back to the narthex. Now. Okay, I'm back. Welcome. My brother Bill Mitchell said that I forgot an important detail. The detail is this: when Peggy starts playing, it is your responsibility to rise up and turn in your hymnals to number 280. It is, the hymn title is All Glory, Laud, and Honor. That was in instead of us coming in silently. That was not ever the plan. I just made too many assumptions. So if you would, reach forward, get a hymnal, turn to 280. As soon as the music begins, I'm going to ask, or now, you're welcome now, to rise up on your feet. As soon as I get back there, we will begin to sing All Glory, Laud, and Honor. And if you are in possession of a palm, Sam, I want you to be waving your palm to greet Jesus. Let us worship the Lord.
All glory, Lord, and honor.
Amen. You may be seated. I got to tell you, and I would turn to Daniel Claywitter, they never cover palm waving in seminary. So we're all on our own to figure that one out. But you guys look great. You guys look great. I was pleased with your participation. Welcome. My name is Will Morris. As all of you know, it's good to have you on this Palm Sunday. It is threatening weather out there. I'm glad that it wasn't doing too much that you couldn't come. And as many of you have pointed out, we desperately always need the moisture that is a blessing from God, and we're grateful for that. I want to call a couple things to your attention. One is the scripture reading will be the reading for Palm Sunday, but it won't be the Luke reading. I hope that's not a problem for you. I'll tell you where it is in your Bible. It will be from Matthew. That is the lectionary for this year. They're both very similar, but it's important in my mind that we be hearing the same scripture that other churches are who follow the lectionary. The other thing is, on the back, I want to call your attention to the calendar. It is coming up on, well, it is Holy Week. This is arguably the most sacred week in the church calendar. Many churches combine on this Sunday, they combine Palm and Passion Sunday. I feel for those churches who feel compelled to combine them because, in my mind, that doesn't give fair coverage to the importance of this week. So one thing that's not on your calendar, that it's not directly Holy Week, but this coming Tuesday, April 15th at 7 o'clock, is a meeting of the trustees. So the trustees will meet Tuesday. But the other events that you see on the Holy Week schedule, I ask you, I invite you, I implore you to join us. On Thursday, we will celebrate the Last Supper in a Holy Thursday communion service, which will begin at 7 o'clock. Friday, we will commemorate the Passion of the Christ, the death, the crucifixion of Jesus in a service of Tenebrae. Tenebrae means darkness, and at 7 o'clock we will celebrate that difficult time, the death of Christ. Sunday is Easter. We have to go with God to Golgotha first, but on Easter Sunday at 8 o'clock, the United Methodist men will be sponsoring an Easter breakfast, as is our tradition. They will start serving at 8 o'clock. Our worship service on Easter is back at 10 o'clock. Everybody's welcome for the breakfast and for the worship service, and I hope that you can join us. I know that Bill Mitchell had a few announcements. They're already here. Gentlemen, come, come. Thank
you. Daniel, can you come up, please? And Kevin? Kevin.
Come on Conley. Down.
As you all know, Daniel is headed for annual conference in June, and being told that he is unemployed, the United Methodist men have decided that we are going to help him with his expenses for this work. So we are giving him $250 toward his expenses for annual conference. And as we all know, Kevin Condon is a vital part of the Kairos Ministries. He was their state chair until recently for 2 years, which he gladly gave up, he tells us. But we also have a gift for Kairos Ministries for $300.
He's not completely unemployed, so
yeah.
We've got to hear
that. Yeah, and thank you again for the generous donations to help out for annual conference. Actually, as of this last Thursday, I did secure and accepted a part-time employment with the Rocky Mountain Conference of the United Methodist Church. So I will be temporary program assistant for the Mission and Ministry Division through June 30th. So I'm happy to be able to serve that way. But I'm going to go ahead and keep this the way, because I won't get the first check till the end of June. So thank you.
He anticipated Bill Mitchell as Daniel came up. Bill said, "Give the check back." Ah, Christian charity. Isn't it wonderful? Thank you, guys. The United Methodist men are a wonderful group of gentlemen, and I appreciate their work and their donations to these worthy ministries, because Daniel's is a ministry. I don't know if you know this. I think I may have mentioned it anyway. Daniel sits on the Board of Ordained Ministry for the conference, and it is partly his responsibility to make sure that deacons who are trained and come into ordination through the deacon track, that they are well cared for. Today, as you know, is Palm Sunday, obviously, and it is a delight that I wish we could do it more often. I don't know why we don't, but it is terrific today that all three of the congregations can come together. I think you know this, and I hope you do, and I still want to recognize my brothers in ministry. The Tonga Fellowship is led by Reverend Pelaki Lokatui. Pelaki, would you stand and let us welcome you? Pelaki, welcome. And also the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship, which is under the capable leadership of Reverend Emmanuel Nkansa. Reverend. And through Pelaki and Emmanuel and Daniel, they keep me straight and narrow. And I appreciate their efforts to that end. I'm going to pretend that didn't happen. I think you know the story. Jesus is approaching Jerusalem. So let me ask you now to turn in your Bibles, if you will. And again, this is not the scripture that is listed, but rather the same story according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. If you're looking at your pew Bible, that's found on page 21 of the New Testament. And if you are a reader of the large print edition, it's on page 27 of the New Testament in your large print edition of the Pew Bible. Hear these words of Jesus. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them. And he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and they put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Oh,
choir. One of the part of the mechanics of moving the Burns choir off and the Tongan choir up is a little bit of time. And in that time, I want to ask everybody to rise up on your feet, to reach around to those in your vicinity or heck across the church and welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Please be seated. Are you going to announce there, Antonio? Are you going to use that microphone to announce? Okay. As many of you know, if you are Palm Sunday regulars, this is an opportunity that we get to hear our brothers and sisters from Tonga and one of their mouthpieces, which is Antonio Tolutau. And Neo promised me that he would not preach this morning, that he has very sure. Antonio, welcome. So we didn't give him a microphone. How's that?
I think that would work.
As I was told, I won't preach, but I will talk. Our anthem tour today is titled, O Daughter of Zion. And it is of three parts. The very first part is today, the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And the second part is, you know, when Jesus at the Mount of Olives looking down into Jerusalem, he wept. If you thou have known. And you go home and finish that. And the very last part is sadness and joy comes after right there. Raise your voice. If you can yell with all your might, go. Hosanna. Sing hallelujah. The Son of David. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
Amen. Good morning, all. Today is the day that our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, made a triumphant entry into Jerusalem. So we're going to sing for you a song in the Ghanaian language, Akan, titled Ohino River, meaning the King is coming. The King is coming. Shall we all be on our feet while we sing for them?
Oribo, 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 oribo. Bible says that if only in this world that we have hope, then we are the most miserable. Shall we bow down our heads for a word of prayer? Yerade paye dawasi bebre. Se erade wa hweye nso. Awde en aba be simpemben so. Senye Kristo emaya. Any new story, Kinyani das so beara. Benet day, Esania Christo, Abeyama Yenti, the one it does so a woman. And Opey a Japae Jinaha, the Jinaha say, and Qua Ayaba when him. The decay is up when if you will be Pia Yemu, the two Yahunian Asha won so. So Christo Yesu will now be woo. Emmaye nsene ebeya yenye anka yenye ni da suwa yenye ni da suwa itu ya huni na eshe wonsa itu ya sitina ukurumu adeshe wonsa itu ya fiko bemu adeshe wonsa adi Ghana Wesley United Methodist epa wenimu wa usi wasafu na unyame renesi wasafu adi Benz Church adi ba wenimu ya sese unyame. Wa we fit in a pepi asino with the bema and we pay ye. Yet the yenyano mutunga for a show and so, Kosuana a radibo mobile. Mawasa for no in tumpon. A say, a radiadinia pelaki show and so. When yami wa we are yar safo no Christo Yesu, the sunny yare woman and one thing. Itu ya papa, Reverend Will Morris, a show and sa. Koso abone humpain e wiyani anajo eni juma pa odi ewa wasafu fie onyamini edi hobiem etu niye koso o Ukraine wiyasi afane yina akon eni niye ma e koso a enso weninu wa uye asumugye yefono ura Jesus kasanaje woma na asumugye emra epeja ye mangana eshe wonsa wo onyami asitle mwa ye den. And so, you say, Onyame, say, Woka, sir, now Pija won, sir, and your man, Ebeyetini. And the Yamayamu Sosha won, sir. And the President, Obama, Senators, Congress, Bibiara, Odio, Abai Fiduemuno, Epijaba, with him. Ura, yes, Bidi Hine, I was Sanya Main in him. Send a Beya, O Masua, your Christo Muno, Ebinasu, and where you are sitting him. When you are there, yes, so. I will do by Jesus Christ to them. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
On this day, when we commemorate the entry of Jesus and his followers into the city of Jerusalem, begins Holy Week, and it begins our commemoration of what Jesus would do in Jerusalem and how the crowd would turn on him, the Roman authorities and the Jewish Sanhedrin would turn against him in his revolutionary message of kingdom of God. Today, in anticipation of that week, we will celebrate the Lord's Supper. And a reminder to all of you that we of the United Methodist Church believe fervently in open table communion. And what that means is if today you are a believer in Jesus Christ, If you are a baptized believer, then you are a minister of the gospel. If today you repent of your sins and promise to try to lead a new life in Jesus Christ, then you are absolutely welcome at his table. Sinner, saint, all of us are welcome at table. And so, let us worship God. The Lord be with you. I'm starting at the top of page 9 if you'd like to follow along. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join the hymn praised at that first Sunday. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick. He fed the hungry, and he ate with folks like us, with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us together pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. My friends, because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we will all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. My friends, the table is set, the invitations are out, and you are invited. As the ushers release you, we'll come forward, we'll rip off a chunk of bread, offer you a small cup of grape juice. As you're aware, when you're done partaking of the elements, the cups go into the baskets. You're welcome to come to the communion rail or back to your pew to pray. And the ushers on the side aisles would be happy to take your monetary donation to our ministries. My friends, let us worship the Lord. Thank you. Friends, join me in the final prayer of the communion liturgy on the bottom third of page 11. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, let me ask you to rise as you are able and turn in your hymnals to number 278. For our closing hymn, let us sing together, Hosanna, loud Hosanna. And let us sing joyfully. Friends, we are in the final week of Lent, and it is truly the most difficult week. We call it Holy Week, but this is the time when Jesus' faith and commitment to God was most sorely tested, as perhaps will ours be. Please let me welcome you to join us Thursday at 7 for Maundy Thursday, Friday at 7 for Good Friday, and absolutely, first thing Sunday morning, Easter Sunday at 8 o'clock for the United Methodist Men's Breakfast, and then at 10 o'clock when we will worship the resurrected King, Jesus Christ. In the meantime, let us pray. Dear Lord, in the joy of waving palm branches and exultant singing, help us to enter with you into the holy city of Jerusalem. Help us to steel our wills, bend them to your will, that we might walk with you in these last difficult days, and finally to mount with you the steps that lead up to Golgotha and your demise. Help us to recognize that we must pay attention to Good Friday before we can even begin to comprehend Easter Sunday. And so we ask your blessing, Lord. We ask your grace and the prosperity of our lives in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people said, Amen. Go in peace now to love and serve the Lord.